Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Two of the companions report that Imam al-Husayn once was in the plains of Arafah on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, and he came out of his tent towards the evening in a very humble state and recited the famous Dua al-Arafah. This lengthy Dua is amongst the treasures of the school of Ahlul Bayt. It's an absolute gem. Especially the last part of the Dua where Imam al-Husayn calls out, Ya Rabbi, as many times as his breath could take. And then him and all those around him started to cry and shed tears. After this, Imam al-Husayn talks to Allah in a very different way. These words of Imam al-Husayn are full of meaning. Alama Tabatabai is reported to have said that there is so much meaning in these words, it is as if you're stuffing a capsule that's about to explode. Subhanallah. Let me share a few lines of this dua. Ilahi, O my Lord, inna akhtilafa tadbirik, the variety in your regulation of affairs, wa sur'ata tawa'i maqadirik, and the speed of changes in your ordainment, mana'a ibadaka al-arifina bika an as-sukuni ila ata, prevents your servants who recognize you from stagnating due to a particular blessing, wal ya'as minka fi bala', and prevents them from despairing of you due to a particular tribulation. In other words, we see changing within us and all around us all the time. And if we pay attention to it, we realize that it's all in the hands of Allah. And that this change happens for a particular reason. But this change makes us realize that if something good happens to me, if I'm blessed with a spiritual blessing, I shouldn't stop here or stagnate. There is an eternity of happiness and perfection to reach. And on the other side, when I'm facing a difficult time, a down moment, days of depression, I don't despair. This too shall pass. But why all these changes? Why all these ups and downs, O Allah? Ilahi, the Imam in the same dua says, Alimtu bi-ikhtilafil athar, I realize this changing of the signs, wa tanaqqulatil atwar, and the changes of phases, أَنَّ مُرَادَكَ مِنِّي, that which you want from me, أَن تَتْعَرَّفَ إِلَيَّ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, was to introduce yourself to me in everything, حَتَّى لَا أَجْهَلَكَ فِي شَيْءٍ, so that I don't remain ignorant about you in anything. Subhanallah, all this changing within us and outside us is so that we recognize Allah, realize His authority, His beauty, His mercy, His knowledge, and thus we don't remain ignorant of Him. This was just a tiny piece from His amazing dua. Go and read it.